elsewhere and have success. Do you think that says something about your guys' ability not just to, you know, run the ball, but to find the running backs, find talented running backs?
Well, you know, Ruben's been an excellent player for us, and obviously he's been an excellent player for Cleveland, and he'd like to see good people have success, just not this coming Sunday.
And people always talk about just you can stick anybody in their offense. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the fact that other guys have had success elsewhere doesn't say success.
Well, you know, as we all know, that's totally untrue. You got to have an excellent offensive line. You got to have a lot of skill. It's not easy to run the ball in the National Football League, but we've been very fortunate with the talented backs that we've had.
Mike, besides the last time, what did you like about Gerard and things about making it free and easy?
Well, you know, there's a lot of reasons for liking Gerard. Number one, it's hard to find guys that are his size that have that type of quickness. One of the, you know, top students in his class. And you never know what you have until somebody comes in here and works. And he came in here and had a heck of an off-season program and been pleased with everything he's done.
How much did this game, Cleveland came here to the guys' door, how much did that pressure kind of play?
Well, he played extremely well that day. He had a couple sacks, but it's just not one game. It's how he's played consistently through his career.
Has Gerard recommended a place to eat in Cleveland?
You know, I have not even spoke with the guys about that because, you know, we've talked about it before. Anytime you're at a place, you want to play your best against that team, and everybody has emotions, but you like to keep them in check.
Have you noticed all the next rounds and level play go up? They all mentioned how it was such a totally different atmosphere here. It's so much more fun to play football in this organization than one that just hopes to win rather than hopes to win championships. They seem more vibrant.
Well, I mean, anytime that you know, you're winning in the National Football League compared to losing, it's a much better environment. I don't care where you're at. Obviously, that's a big difference. You know, I can't speak for them, but I know that they've done a good job for us since they've been here, and they've handled themselves with a lot of class. They've worked extremely hard, and I think they fit into our scheme very well. No, I think we talked about this before. Anytime you change schemes, we were interested in all those players a year before. And we had talked to Butch Davis, and they were not interested in trading any one of those players. And when a new coaching staff comes in, especially with a different scheme, we continue the process to try to talk to, you know, the people in charge about a possible trade. And when they did make the move, you know, we were very happy, and obviously it was a good move for them as well. They've got some fine personnel, you know, on their defensive front. But anytime you make that transition, there's always going to be a lot of communication. People think it was a good trade or a bad trade. That's just the nature of the National Football League, and the only way you find out is through time.
Was there any of those guys that really surprised you something
that
you didn't expect?
Just, you never know for sure how people are going to handle themselves. You know, do you get true character guys? Or do you have guys that are kind of up and down? And, you know, these guys have been true character guys. Not only are they good football players, but they're good people. You know, you never know for sure until somebody comes in and spends some time with you. And they play extremely hard. So it's good.
Like the people that you guys have been having on office, getting things going, it's mostly execution. One guy here, one guy there making a mistake. How do you fix that? I mean, obviously you've been trying to fix it for the past 5 weeks, but how do you finally get over the hump?
Well, I think you go back and, you know, you analyze each game, and you go through each scenario, and, you know, kind of figure out what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong. And it's really not that difficult, you know, to look at, and sometimes it's hard to, you know, get it executed, but, you know, it's not really hard to figure out. You know, people want to go, you know, are you conservative? You know, are you bringing the game plan back? Anybody that knows anything about football knows if you got the leading receiver in the National, or at least in the AFC, with yards per attempt, you might be trying to throw the ball too much down the field. But it goes back to execution. You don't average 20 yards a reception and be conservative. because sometimes you're going to get too deep, sometimes you're going to, you know, you get all different types of coverages. As I tell our players, you know, what you got to go back is you got to go back to the basics. You got to look why you're getting stopped on third downs, and it's the same thing we've been doing, but obviously not doing it quite as well. So as we share with each other that, hey, it doesn't happen overnight. You got to work every day and do the little things the right way, and if we do that, we'll get back on track.